Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, too. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We got lots of stuff there. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already. And don't forget to take our poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Brett Clay. We're talking about the paradigm shifting aspect of cloud computing and how it's not new, but it is really coming of age now, isn't it, Brett? By the way, folks, Brett's book is called Selling Change. And it's available wherever books are sold. Brett, cloud computing, as you pointed out, is not new, but it is really coming into its own. And there, I think it's important that we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about cloud computing. What do you think?
Absolutely.
I'll give you an example of an ugly. Yesterday, I saw something that Google, something happened at Google, and they lost like 150,000 the email files of 150,000 of their Gmail customers.
That is the number one concern that everybody, I talked to hundreds of people on this tour, and the number one concern everyone has is the security of their data.
Yep, and they should be concerned. It's a valid concern.
Question.
Yeah.
And what I basically recommended to people is that they talk to a qualified computer security consultant to come in and advise them on it. Because if you think it's appropriate to just say, data is not secure when it goes into the cloud, so therefore I'm going to hide from this whole cloud computing thing, then you're going to be not competitive.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The market will continue to move on. And people will overcome those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to. You can't just hide from cloud computing and say it's a fad, or I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
I think of cloud computing as a tool, not as a crutch. I don't go to cloud computing to avoid doing the things that I know are fundamental to secure my business, which is making sure that I've got redundant backup in the cloud and physically.
Right.
So don't let the cloud, this is my thoughts on this, but don't let cloud become your crutch or your excuse for not doing your job. Let cloud become a lever. Use the cloud as a lever to be more competitive. And this Gmail thing is one example. Another thing that I think, Brett, is part of this, and that's social media. A lot of people are building customer communities, and I'm encouraging them to do this, in social media platforms. But I'm also telling them not to depend on those social media platforms to be the only residence of those contacts, of those relationships. If you got somebody who's following you on Twitter, if they're a customer, try to make sure you know their email address, because I'll tell you, sometimes Twitter goes away. You can't use Twitter. It gets overloaded. What if Twitter collapsed? I mean, you never know.
Exactly. You need to have multiple backups.
Yep.
In different ways.
Yep.
Of doing it. Absolutely.
That's part
now,
of
one thing I want to go back to before we went on to the break. I was talking about hosting, because a lot of people think that their IT is taken care of through hosting. And they need to be rethinking that and moving from just a local person who takes care of their computer stuff, to cloud computing vendors. Because the hosters, unfortunately, are not going to be competitive in very quick time frame, because even people like Dell and HP who make the equipment are going to be offering the equipment for a monthly fee.
That's going to be pretty. That vertical integration is going to make them very competitive, isn't it?
That is totally changing. That's one of those things where hype versus reality. Where the reality is that the landscape will change. Hosting is going to be a problem. So look at where you can move into different cloud computing vendors.
Mm-hmm.
The other here's I just want to give you a quick list of untapped opportunities
for
small businesses
you
should be thinking about. So you mentioned disaster recovery. That's
right.
Absolutely one on the top of the list. Another one that a lot of people might not think about is virtual PBX. You know, I was in
the phone system, the switch.
the switch.
Yeah.
I was in voice over IP back in the early 2000s, and back in those days, where virtual PBXs were the thing we were all hoping for. And the thing that prevented it, of course, was good, high-quality voice that could be transmitted over the Internet.
Which we have now.
I've got fiber to my home. You know, most of that bandwidth is there, and my corporate phone system is a virtual PBX. It's amazing the power of it. It's so
The ability to switch and to connect calls wherever you are, connect it to different devices, et cetera.
And fax is there. It emails you the voicemails.
Right.
It's got auto attendant. You can have it. You can do what's called a automatic call distribution where an ACD, where it'll go to a call list. And whoever, if there are five people in your company, it'll just keep ringing through to whoever's going to answer.
I got about a minute. Give us another one.
Email. You know, in the old days, people were converting from the Microsoft perspective from Lotus Notes to Exchange, and it was so difficult to run your own email system as a company. They had these people called Exchange Rangers, like Army Rangers. Well, now you can get that hosted, so why take on that complexity?
All right.
And the other thing is anything that's on the web, websites, marketing campaigns, those are just natural applications for cloud computing. An example that we used on the tour was Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
They wanted to launch a marketing campaign and generate revenue for the quarter. Well, they just went out and used the platform as a service where everything and the equipment and the software development and the website was already ready to go. They created a social media campaign.
Brett, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. The book is called Selling Change by Brett Clay. Thanks for being here, Brett. We'll see you next time.
You got it.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.